I'm joined here today with my sisters, Kathleen and Rory, with Joe and Chris and Max. And with my hero, President Joe Biden.
That is Carrie Kennedy, daughter of former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, niece of the former president JFK, and sister of a current presidential candidate. And she is endorsing Joe Biden, as did about 15 members of her family. Guys, they're not really into RFK's candidacy. They certainly don't support what he stands for, and they made that very clear yesterday.
Yeah, quite a repudiation from your own family.
Right.
Yeah. But that's, and it's quite a show of Kennedy support. I don't know if they carry the same kind of weight that they once did, whether the Kennedy mystique is still as vibrant as it once was, whether it means a lot. But let's find out from an expert.
Yeah, we have Jason Rowe, principal of Rowe Strategic, on the phone. Let's start, Jason, with the familial problems here for RFK. What do you think?
Well, it's a Democratic family. It always has been. And, they are the royalty of Democratic politics. And RFK, obviously, in polling has benefited from the familiarity with the name, even though people probably don't necessarily understand his politics, and that and some of the positions he takes today are not consistent with today's Democratic Party. They might very well be with what his father and his uncle's politics were 50 years ago. But, you know, today's Democratic Party is much different, and RFK is not very representative of it, but the name still gives him something.
Jason, is it a game changer? I mean, now that the family has endorsed Joe Biden, those who are going to vote for RFK, are they still going to vote for RFK? Or do they say, well, since, you know, the Klan is for Biden, I'm going to switch?
No, actually, I think it has the risk of backfiring. And I'll give you an example that I lived through. I had a congressman who was a client of mine from Arizona a few years ago, and he tended to say some things that were a little wacky now and then. And in the election, his siblings all got together and endorsed his opponent. And, at first we thought, oh, this is going to be, you know, tragic. This is going to be really bad. Well, it was actually quite different. It was, you know, during the 2016 election with Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. And the reaction ended up being beneficial to us because it demonstrated that in this polarized election, and things were a lot less polarized than they are today. That was kind of the beginning of, I think, some of the polarization that we see in the country's politics right now. People were actually offended that family members would put their political politics or their politics ahead of family. And it ended up being a boost to us. And I know, one thing I do for my clients is their direct mail fundraising. And we did a mailing on this, and it was actually the best fundraising mailing that we did because people were so offended that family members did that. And I know just watching Kerry Kennedy's comments, I just was stunned that the family would do that. It'd be one thing if they just said, you know, we're sticking with the Democrat, you know, Joe Biden, to do a press conference and behave the way they did. I was pretty stunned. I mean, this is family after all. And, you know, you can demonstrate that, you know, you don't support your family member, but to go do a press conference and wrap yourself around Joe Biden the way they did, I thought came across pretty offensive.
Obviously, a campaign that isn't officially on the ballot is a tree falling in the woods with no one to hear it. So he's on the natural law party part of the ballot here in the state of Michigan. How significant is that? He's been polling around 10-12% in some battleground states. What's the upside?
Well, he represents none of the above. We know that no one's particularly satisfied with the choices we have from the two major parties. So I think for people that are not necessarily partisan, this is an option that isn't Joe Biden or Donald Trump. And I think for particularly Arab voters that have not historically been particularly partisan, looking for an alternative because of their feelings about what's happening in Gaza right now. That's a place for Arab voters to go, for some progressives that are upset about that. You know, he is still a liberal Democrat on most issues. He could be a place for those voters to go. I still think over the long haul, I know a lot of people suggest that maybe he could hurt Trump more than he hurts Biden. I don't think that's the case. I think when it all shakes out, if you care about the things that if you're a conservative and you care about the things that RFK does, when you find out some of the things he cares about that you don't agree with, you know, one that stands out is reparations. I've had a number of people on the conservative side that don't like Trump that have been flirting with RFK, and then they find out about something like reparations, and that immediately puts them back in the Trump camp. You know, I don't think for traditional Democrats, vaccinations are a litmus test issue for them, and some of the other things that he's kind of veered to the more conservative side of the agenda. So this could be a pretty much the coup de grace for Joe Biden in Michigan with him having ballot access.
I know Michigan is the second state, I believe, besides Utah, that has him on the ballot. It's going to be pretty expensive, though, and kind of time-consuming for him to get on the ballot in all 50 states in the District of Columbia without some type of, you know, political backing of a major political party.
I'd be stunned if he got on 15 ballots. I think where we are in the process, like you say, what the cost involved is, and I've never thought that he was a threat on the national level. It just matters what states does he get ballot access. We've got, you know, 8 to 10 battleground states that will decide the election, and he only needs to get on the ballot in a couple of those to become a spoiler.
Jason, I think a lot of people might say natural law party. I haven't heard that in a long time. I mean, is it even relevant?
No. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and I, you know, believe it or not, there's actually people registered in the natural law party. I can't even tell you what it represents. No, it's not relevant.
In just only 60 seconds left here, Jason, but over the weekend, we heard the Trump campaign saying that they basically want NIL money from other Republican candidates, that if you're going to use Donald Trump's name, image, and likeness, they'd like a kickback of 5%. How's that flying at the down ballot campaigns?
Well, fortunately, I don't have any clients that have been using his name, image, and likeness, so I haven't had to really contemplate that. You know, listen, he's a business guy. He figured out a business angle. It's something that's going on out there. They're, you know, they're raising good money, but they're not keeping up with Biden. But, you know, part of the problem for the RNC, and I think one of the things that undermined Ronna Romney, is it's very difficult to raise money in digital and direct mail when you are competing against Trump. He vacuums up a lot of the small dollar fundraising around the country. In fact, that's why you've heard of these scam packs where people use it and benefit from it. So I think it's to combat that as well.
All right. Jason Rowe, principal of Rowe Strategic. Thank you so much.